If you missed Big Zach and Beth this morning, you missed some fun.
Today is day number two of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. why is everything with us about number two?
Everything with you is about number two.
We are your number one source for number two
for
in the morning.
Number two.
Johnny Depp apparently cut off one of his fingertips during a moment of rage and used the stump to write Easy Amber and the name Billy Bob on the wall with his own blood.
The weirdest thing about Johnny Depp for me is that he grew up in Florida and has that weird English accent.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
I know. Forget all the weird things he's doing, writing on the wall with his cut off finger. That's not weird enough. It's just the accent. That's weird.
Yeah, that's the weirdest. Hello, I can't find my finger. Hello, where's my finger?
Oh, there it is on the wall.
Is that my finger? Would you please hand me my finger?
Oh, moving on.
Now my finger's over here.
Martina McBride has just announced a new tour called Love Unleashed. I'm very excited about this.
We'll probably never hear Martina McBride say, "Wait." The Kix 99.1 Breakfast Brainiac.
You know, there's nine reindeer. Two of them are named after weather phenomenons. Name the two reindeer. And if you can tell me what their names mean, what weather phenomenon they are, maybe I'll find an extra prize.
I'm going to go with Hurricane Rudolph and Tropical Storm Dasher.
Oh, now see, I was thinking Dancer would be some kind of tropical.
Well, it's definitely not Prancer, because that's not intimidating. Ooh, no. Look out for Hurricane Prancer.
Oh, no, Prancer's coming through.
Here
prancing
comes Hurricane
along.
Prancer. I'm intimidating. I'm going to wipe out everything. It's Hurricane Dancer. Look out. Ouch. Oh, it's so windy.
I give up. I can't even do it.
And there's water everywhere.
No, it's not Prancer. Alec Baldwin was duped out of almost $200,000. Apparently, he has filed a lawsuit against an art dealer who reportedly sold him a fake painting. It's Ross Bleckner's Sea and Mirror painting, but it turned out to be a copy. And do you want to know how Alec knew that it was fake?
How did he know?
Because it didn't smell like smoke. Apparently, the original owner was like a heavy smoker. And when he got the painting in, he said it smelled clean and it had bright colors. And Alec was like, no, this hung in the house of a smoker. It should smell like smoke and it should be dingy.
So this literally is the only time that smelling paint is okay. Did you also say that it's Stephen Hawking's birthday?
I did.
Is it inappropriate to say happy birthday to him? Happy birthday to you.
I cannot believe you.
Brittany, what's in Beth's bag?
Is it sunglasses?
Yeah, it is.
It is sunglasses, and it's not just sunglasses. It's Kix 99.1 sunglasses.
Oh,
they
okay.
Are stylish.
That's where the numbers come in. And
yeah. They are stylish. They are bright yellow and red and black.
Real goofy.
That sounds great.
Yeah, where you at right now?
I am dropping my kids off at school.
Tell them to put a sock in it. It's enough. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
No.
With the shooting over the weekend in Orlando, how does this change, if at all, how you conduct yourself when you're in public places? 432-520-9910. Omar.
So I just want to say, you know, we have to be vigilant wherever we're at today. Unfortunately, we have to be aware of our surroundings.
So what do you do? I mean, when you're like out at a restaurant someplace, say you're out with your wife or your kids someplace, what would you do if something were to happen?
They have shown on television, they have had people can do, for example, drop the table over, get behind the table, get behind some chairs, barricade yourself in the bathroom, you know, but the quickest thing to do is to throw the table over if you're at a restaurant or such a place, a lounge or something, and try to hide behind the table and stay low to the ground.
So we all know Santa Claus comes down the chimney. My question today is, how does Santa Claus go back up the chimney?
432-520-9910. Hello?
There you go. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
He lays his finger alongside his nose.
And
that's part of the poem.
Is there more?
What's next?
Up the chimney he rose.
There's one more thing in between there. Laying a finger aside of his nose.
See, I thought he laid his finger inside his nose, and that's totally different.
mouth.
Amanda, what's in Beth's bag?
Is it a gingerbread man?
It is a gingerbread man.
Or is it a gingerbread woman?
We can't really tell.
Hey, there you go.
Amanda, it was born as a gingerbread man, but it identifies as a gingerbread woman. So, just saying.
We have some very sad news this morning. Our friend and colleague, Kathy Fowler, passed away last night. She had been battling cancer, and last night she lost that battle. Kathy was a dear friend of not only everyone here at West Texas Radio Group, but for so many in the Permian Basin as well. We'd like to take a moment now, right about the time she would be getting to work, to honor our sweet friend with a moment of silence. Kathy will be sorely missed, and our thoughts and prayers are with her family. Misty, what's in Beth's bag?
Is it toothpicks?
Yeah, it's a thing of cinnamon toothpicks.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Yeah.
No, and then they burn your lips, though, after a while.
I know.
Oh, really?
You just, like, sit there and suck on them. You don't actually use them as a toothpick. It's like candy almost.
That's right.
I'm not sure if they should be burning your lips. You know what they say? If it burns, go see the doctor.
I don't know what burns on you, but...
Big Zach and Beth, start your day with a smile on Genuine Country. Kix 99.1.